Anything that's going to have a heter, even though right now it's osetit, but you know eventually there will be a heter to it. What's the case? Kagoyin tevel, fruits that grow up in Eretz Yisrael. So now, before you took off trumas and isrus, it's osetit tevel. But you know, you could just take off the trumas and isrus, and then it all becomes mut. Not all, but then the rest of it becomes muta. Who are dinu ma'aser sheni? If you have ma'aser sheni, the locher is you have to be poyder it, or else take it up to Yerushalayim. So even here outside Yerushalayim, you could be poyder it on money. Take money and say the kedusha of these peiros should go onto the money, and the peiros become muta. For hegdish, the same thing. If you have hegdish, if you have something that's hegdish, the same thing. Take money and be poyder the hegdish. Say the kedusha of the hegdish should go onto the money, and the chavis becomes muta. Who adin v'chodesh? The chodesh means the tfua, the grain that grew before Pesach. It's called chodesh yisasa, but the ma'aser it's called yesh tamatirin, because right after Pesach, right after the second day of Pesach, the yomer is matir the chodesh. So therefore, these things are called davish yesh tamatirin. They're also now, but they have a heter that's going to come about. So in such a case, the klal is that lo nitnu ben chacham shir. We say davish yesh tamatirin is not bottle. No matter how much you have, there's no shir. The rabbanon didn't say a limit to how much it's also. It's also li'elam. There's no din bitul b'roiv. And like Ron said before, the sugi was that's by min b'minoi. If let's say apples that's tevel fall into other apples, that's mutter. You're allowed to eat those apples. So all the apples remain also. Even though one apple of tevel fell into 1,000 apples, still we say it's not bottle. Because you have an etzah, go take off truma semaisus in mokam achar. Who are din maisus sheni, be poyder with eggs, be poyder with, or chodesh, wait until the second day of Pesach, then it become muta. So that's the klal. Anything that has a heter, dervish leish le matirin, it's not bottle, by min deminoi. But what about the chol dover shein loy matirin? If you have something that's also now, that has no heter to it, it's going to remain also li'elam. Kagoin, what's the case, truma? Once you are mafresh truma, these apples, whatever it is, they're truma. It remains also li'elam. So Ran says, even though really it could be shoyal aleha, like truma is like a neder. So if you want to, you could be mati a neder, take off the yisa truma, but I call upon him, since there's no mitzvah to do it, so we don't say it's oimid, it's not going to happen. And therefore we consider like truma is not oimid to change. It's oimid to remain the same way truma remains truma. Who had been a truma smicer? The same thing here, if you take off Ma'aser Rishon, then from the Ma'aser Rishon, you take off Trumas Ma'aser. It also has the same halacha. It remains also li'elam. The challah, when you're making your dough, and you take off challah from it, that challah is also for Zarat Hitiyelam. Who are din viola? If you have a tree, the first three years that it grows, any fruits that come off the tree is orla. And there's no heta for that. That remains also li'elam. Or else the Kliyak Kerem. If you have your vineyard, and inside it you have vegetables growing, you have your onions growing near the grapes, they both become osur, and there's no heter for this. So that's an issa klai akerim. In such a case where the issa should remain osur li'elam, then the ashiurim, when it's bata b'raif. So it sounds like this. Nosnu ben chachomim shir. The chachomim in the rabbonim is a special shir. Even though midiraisa sometimes is bata chad betray, or else if it's B'nai Sintam, it's Batal B'shishim. But Midrabanan though, by Kler Kerem you need 200. And by Trum you need 100. Trum is Batal Chad B'meya. And Kler Kerem is Batal Chad B'masayim. So here the Chacham said a shir, that if you have 1 and 200, that is Batal. But the Ran says, Nosa Ben Chacham Shir, Shafilo Nisarva B'minyin. B'minon, even though an apple of Orla fell into other apples that are mutter. Is betalin, it's batul chad b'masayim. Who are din truma, truma smaisa v'chala b'meya. Those are batulim 100. And all are klar kerem b'masayim means 200. Who v'shein aminam kulu m'shishim. But min b'shein aminay. If an apple falls into other type of fruits, and it got crushed up there, then we say it's batul m'shishim. Then it's totally a nice in time. After you have 60 times that amount, it's batul. So that's this klal. When you have a dove sheyesh la matirin, if there be a heter later teed it, then it's not bottom roiv, even chad b'masayim. But when the Yisr would not have a heter later, then we say it's bottle mid rabbanon either with a shear of chad b'meya or else chad b'masayim. Now this they ask Omrula, they ask the question back. For aloy shvius, there's the yisa shvius shmita, what grows on the seventh year, that the aloch is when you're allowed to eat it, how you're allowed to eat it. So ain lo matirin, there's no heter for that. A fruit that was growing on Shemitah has an Isser, that it has Kedusha Shemitah on it. That you have to be knowing how to eat it. You have to eat it before the Zman HaBir. After the Zman HaBir, you can't eat it anymore. Now here, for Lainosno Bochachom Shir, and still this says here with the Rabbanon, it's not Botav Rav. If a pair of apples falls into other apples, it's not Botav Rav. So the question is, why not? This Isser Shvius has no Heter. So why don't we say it's Botav Rav? The Tanan, we learned like this. Hashvius, fruit that grew during Shemitah, during the seventh year. Hashvius. The locher is Oiseres Kolshu. If an apple that grew on Shemitah falls into 1,000 apples that grew on the eighth year, the locher is Demina. If it's talking about an apple fell into an apple, the locher is, it's also. Hashvius Oiseres Kolshu Demina. Kolshu is mashma, no matter how small amount it is. Even 1 in 2 million, it's not bottle. So the question is, why not? Shviyas is called the Isser. Shein loy matirin. So if it doesn't have a heter, how come the Chum didn't give a shear when it should be bottle brave? So this he answered back. Omar leh, he answered back. Afani mitu. Lo yamati, I only said it el lebir. That did I say the locher is that Shviyas is not bottle yelam, that's only negated to the Issa beer. The Issa beer means there's a Zman when you're supposed to eat the fruits by. You're supposed to eat up the fruits nurse that grew on Shemitah. Let's say you have an orchard, it grows, you don't have to plant it, it grows by itself. So the mice are the fruits that grow off the tree, you're allowed to eat. Just a locher is you have to eat it before the Zman beer. Before the Zman beer means before there's no more left on the fields for the animals to eat. The Pasuk says when it comes a time that there's no more left on the fields for the animals, then you have to take out what you have in your house and put it outside. That's called the Zman HaBir. So in other words, let's say you have an apple of Shvius that fell into 1 million apples. And we're talking about now it's before the Zman HaBir. So that's called Yeshto Matirin. Lamaisi, you have had to eat it now before it comes that time. So we tell you, you have to eat it now. Don't leave it over till afterwards. As lechatchila, you're supposed to eat it before the Zman HaBir comes. Aval liachila, let's say somebody didn't listen, and he left it over, and it's now after the Zman HaBir, so you want to say that all these fruits should become osir, that no. After the Zman HaBir was a shayla v'achila, then I also say, b'nai Saint Tam, that it's bottle chad b'shishim. If this fruit fell into 60 times at the mount, we say it's bottle b'shishim. So Zotaran, Omulem af hein lo yomu elu lebir. Af hein lo yomu shashriyas ayseres b'cholshu b'mino elu linyin shetzorech lechel atarubais koydim abir. You have to eat these fruits before it comes the time to take it out of your house. Why? Techivon she'ef shul yochlo, it's possible to do it. And therefore, hevel le kadavish neshto matirin. Avu liachila kloymar, in nisarv liachar abir. If you left it over longer than that time, and now it got mixed up, Shemiyu Oisrim Tarubosa and Loshori Bachilo. Now if you say it's also the Tarubas, they won't have heta to eat it anymore. Then I say Bain Bemino, whether it's Min Bemino, apples and apples, Bain Shalai Bemino, whether it's apples and pears, Penoy Saint Tam, it is bottle. So Alma, what do you see from here? That Gidulin Einonim Shachim Achariker. What grows up is not called a Hamshacha, a continuation. Lias Kimo. The Yachigas, if so, Heich Teyasa Shvius Bigudulehu.
Alright, turn over. So what Ran is proving, that this part of the Gemara is holding now, what grows out, the Gedulim is not called the Hamshacha part of the Yikur, but it's called something new, because here we're talking about this Paris was grown on the sixth year. Just if you plant it now on Shemitah on the seventh year, so what grows out now the seventh year is Osir. It's called like Peres Shvius, and therefore the whole thing is not bottle, the whole thing is Osir. Because if you'd say the thing is Hamshach, it comes out from the original, it's coming out from Shishis, from the sixth year, so why is it Osir?
So again, you have a Rai, what comes out is called something new, and therefore it is also. So Gemara answers again, here also there's no proof, I'll tell you. Gemara says again, V'dilma ho'nami l'chumra shani, me'ob over here, we're only going l'chumra again. That really what comes out should be mutter, but l'chumra we say now what comes out it's also. And maybe all over again, you have no proof what the din would be when it comes out. That maybe the Amshach is called part of the old, it's not called something new. So far we have no proof. I'll bring your proof in this case over here. Ela min hoda. Poshta. I'll bring you a proof in this case. The Tanam will learn like this. Bitzolim, if you have onions, sheyordu aleihem geshamim. That rain came down upon them. Bitzomchu, and they grew up. They grew more, they became bigger. It depends. Im hoyu olin shalahen shchayrin. If the leaves that grow on top now is like black, if it's black leaves, is asurin. Then we say it's also. Marshenkein harikun, if the nice green leaves, then muterim, then the mutter. So Ron sounds like this. We're talking about now b'shvius, that you have this onion that has started to rain on shvius. V'tzomchu, and it grew. Is a mayu olin shalem shchayrin asurin. Lav shchayrin mamish doesn't mean mamish is black. El noitin lishchayrus. It turned blackish a little bit. Shezem machiach shegedulin yofin. It was growing very good. Umekarka shvius is gadol. Ulufikach asurin. Now you had this onion that was in the ground from before Shemitah. And now on Shemitah it rained. And now the leaves turn black. See if they turn blackish a little bit. That's a proof that it is growing right now. And it's considered like it grew on Shemitah. Therefore, it's also. So you see, what grows now is not called a continuation, but rather it's called something new. And since it grew now on Shemitah, what grew is also. Mashenkein, if it's green, then we say mutarin. So Ran says, Shekivan Shemi Reikin, Laf Machma Shinika Sakakin is Gadol. It didn't grow because of the ground right now. Ela Machma Sabotel Atzmoy. It's only called original onion, like extended, became bigger and bigger. And since this onion was an onion that grew on the sixth year, therefore even though the rain came down now on the seventh year, still it's Mutter. So it says, Harika Mutarin. Rebbe Chanina ben Antigna Seimer. Im Yechoylen Litlash Bolin. If you could pick it up with its leaves, Shalen Asurin, then we say it's also. So Ran also says, V'chi Agad L'mucha Milsa, She Yinikos on Yafa, Smashmet grew very good, like it's strong, the leaves right now. You could pick up the whole thing out of the ground by picking up its leaves. So that shows that it grew well. Therefore, we say since it's growing now on the seventh year in Shemitah, it's also. Ukinegdo l'maitsoi shvius mutarin. But the same type of a case. If it first rained on maitsoi shvius and it grew then it would be mutter. The Ran says, Mishum, the biyolon alolu vader robi gedulin alikur habos lamur ben. So talking about what grew right now is more here. Sako ponen lemeimu, you want to tell me now, the gedulei heter malin es iser. Again, you bring a proof here that these leaves that grew out right now is called heter. Whatever it is, whichever way it is, we don't say the original onion is being extended, becoming bigger and bigger, but rather we say what's coming out now is new. So therefore, what's coming out now is in the eighth year, Moisoi Shrius, Estaka Mutarin. So Lameimi, you want to tell me now, the Gedulei Heter, Malan Es Iser. This onion grew on the Shemitah, and then it kept on growing during the eighth year also. So we say in the eighth year, if it grew much more, that is more heter now than iser, in a case where the proportion has both arrived, we say it's butl and it becomes mutter. Why? Because we say what grew now, the gedulin, is called something new. It's not called an extension from the old iser. So here also you see that what grows is called heter, and it would be malin es iser. So Gemara says no, v'dilma b'vaduchonim. Maybe he was talking about this onion first you crushed up. If you crushed it up, but the Ran says, Shedach v'sochach ha'btzolim. You crushed up the onions very well. V'chiva de muduchonim, since they're crushed up, ninu, giriya, it's much worse here. V'loimim shechei gedulin basrayu. Now we say the gedulin doesn't go after it. In other words, if it's this regular onion, maybe then we will say it's only called an extension. And what grows up is called a continuation. It's not something new. The old Isser is still here. Here that we say what grows now is heter, is because talking about you took the onion and you crushed it. If you crush the onion, then we say what grows now is called like something new. It's not called just a continuation of the old thing. So again, when you plant a regular onion, though, we don't have a proof yet. If what grows up out of this onion has a called like something new is growing now, and it's called heter, or else no, it's called a continuation from the old onion. Now, the old onion was also, this also was still also. But so far, it wasn't pushed to Shiloh. So Mara says, El min ador. I'll bring you a proof from this case over here. The Tanya we learned like this. Ha menachesh im akusi. If somebody is like pruning, the restaurant says, Malaket olin yisarim. There are extra leaves there. You're pulling off the extra leaves. Im akusi with a kusi. Bechasuyais. Bechasuyais, the Ran says, Meforsha come on, the chasuyais dover shein zarakola. Kogain haluf yashum rabsolim. Type of an onion. You're working by the onions. And you're pulling off the extra leaves of an onion. So it says, Oichu mehen achilas arai. You're allowed to eat from these leaves that come out now, and achilas arai. So Ran says, V'loichashinen shema koizim shesaron hutfulu lemaiser. We don't say, maybe before you planted these onions, it was already like tevel for maiser. Techiv on the maiser the tomb, and Rabbon and Biyalma, Holechashin lohochi. We're not afraid of this. You're working by kusi. He doesn't take off trumas and maizes. Gatoni or maizes and vadaim. Mistama loy bo lidei gurin. When it was still an onion before, it wasn't mechuyev vadi and trumas and maizes yet. So therefore, the onion that's growing now, the leaves that grow up is like tevel. You have a right to say it wasn't mechuyev yet and trumas and maizes. Therefore, the walk by tevel is that you're allowed to eat it outright. You'll have to take a small snack, it's mutter. But umaisrin vaday. And later, when you have the full onion that's growing, before you eat it, it's mamish tevel, and you have to take off trumas umaisis vaday. Like Ran says, because we nemo on the kusi, did not take off trumas umaisis. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, im Yisroel choshra la shvius, if the Jew is afraid, we're afraid maybe planted during shvius, is la machsoy shvius mutter. What grows out of this on my tzoy shvius is mutter. So who also, lemeim, you're telling me right now, the gedulei heter mal and es iser, that even though we're afraid this onion grew on Shemitah, but if it continued growing on my tzoy Shemitah, and on my tzoy Shemitah, the eighth year, like, it grew much, much more than was there before, it says it's mutter. So this again is another case, another right to say, that what grows out of the iser is not called a continuation, but it's called something new, it's called heter. And therefore what comes out of it now is mutter. So this should be a proof that what comes out of it is mutter. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof here altogether. V'dilma b'dova shazarei kolo. Maybe here we're talking about a case that the original fruit, like, it was a seed-like. And when you plant the seed, it gets disintegrated, it's not there anymore. Therefore, for sure, what grows out of it is mutter. But maybe in our original case, a case like an onion, something that the seed does not go away, it's just what you put in, that itself becomes bigger and bigger. Maybe the bigger and bigger is called a continuation. So far we have no proof to the original Shiloh. Again, the original Shiloh was, when you plant this onion and it becomes bigger and bigger, do we say it's only called a continuation? It's still Osar? Or else no, we say it's called something new. So far we're not pushing the Shiloh. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the afternoon chest on the base. You'll start from the top again. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh about gidulin, something that grows out of something else, like you have an onion. If you plant an onion, the way it grows is the leaves become bigger and bigger. So the question is, what grows up, if the original onion, let's say, was truma, and now what grows up again, does it become butter broif or not? That was the question. So bring in another ayah. Elim in hoda d'tanya. We learned like this. The Gemara says on the